Welcome to Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. My name's Matt, and tonight I'm joined by Mike and Nico.
We're
the Three Stupid Guys tonight.
We actually have three stupid guys. We're doing the math right
now. Yeah.
I'm honored. And for once, you actually have a stupid guy in, so that's good too.
Stupid guy running the controls. That's what I feel like. So.
I am honored to be honorary stupid guy on my first ever sports talk. So there you go.
Not only that, but you get to make the picks for Jack. He handed over the reins to you.
He'll be making the picks for us too, right?
So wait a minute. Is Jack's track record impressive so far, or is it subpar?
Okay, well, let's start off with the totals, because Jack always likes to hold it out to the very end like it's some magical gift-wrapped present.
Okay.
hopefully he's not joining us live in the YouTube chat, but anyway, if he is, so be it. Jack is at 41. He is actually in third place.
Not last
Russ
place.
Russ is in second place. Not last place. Russ is in second place with 47. And I am in first place with 51.
So I am tasked with righting this ship. Is that what you're saying? This is a sinking franchise,
yep.
And I'm supposed to come in here and
you're the Geno Smith of the podcast right now.
That's right. That is right. I'm the Geno Smith of sports talk. And by that I mean I'm going to throw into double coverage way too much.
Considering where Mike is right now, he is at 39. He is the actual Miami Dolphins.
I just thought we weren't even going to mention last place.
Is that possible? Oh. Is it possible to be that bad?
Are you talking about me or the Dolphins? Because the Dolphins are really, really bad.
Well, no, I know that. That is definitely
possible. I'm even worse than the Dolphins.
Wow. I mean, I figure you just flip a coin and you get better than 39 correct, right?
Oh, I tried that last week with Dolphins, and I got that wrong.
Okay, well, I'm pumped for the picks. I'm pumped to talk some football. It's been a horrific season for me, but there's plenty to talk about. Plenty of podcast fodder.
Okay, well, you know, most of our listeners probably know I'm the Colts fan, and Mike is this long-suffering Miami Dolphins fan, and Jack, I don't know, he follows some team, talks about it a lot. Russ, we don't know what he does, but Nico,
yes,
share with us what's your team? What's your poison?
I am a lifelong fan of the franchise known as the New York Jets. Lifelong. And like it seems everybody else on this podcast, well, maybe not you, Matt, because you've had at least one championship in your lifetime, right? I'm long suffering, and there's really no sign of any sort of improvement here.
Hope.
No hope. There's no hope.
Especially when you're in a division with Tom Brady and the Patriots.
That's not even the problem. It's like every time you think that there's some sort of sliver of something to hold on to, you know, Rex Ryan comes in and makes it to the AFC Championship game twice. It's just you're right there. You climb all the way up the ladder. You roll the ball up the hill, and then it just falls right back on top of you.
You might say you butt fumbled it.
But it's like my dad, who is the reason why I'm a Jets fan, obviously, I'm born into this lineage. Loves using the phrase good enough to lose. And that's what we are. We are just good enough to lose. And this season is no different. 1-5, and I'm not expecting this to turn around anytime soon. We are a skilled roster with just horrendous execution and a quarterback that situation that just can't get fixed. So.
Ed has a question for you. How old is Nico? Do you want to say that, or are you still trying to sneak into the casinos?
No, I just turned. Actually, I just turned 21, and I just got into a casino legally for the first time. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, 21. So let's see. 12 years, 13 years of suffering with the Jets, maybe longer, as long as I've been aware of it. So, Yes.
I all of a sudden because we celebrated my 40th last year, last episode. Last week, this time, And now Jack is gone from the show, and Russ is gone. I'm the oldest guy on here.
And you don't know how to use technology and work your camera.
You right, fit into the role.
Yeah,
quite nicely.
Exactly. Thank you. Yep, I'm going to be making crazy tweets at 3 a.m. later too. So just hang on to your hats, people.
At least you'll be up.
Right. Restless from all of those uppers that I can't seem to stop taking. Anyway.
He wants to know your all-time favorite Jet, Nico.
My all-time favorite Jet?
It's got to be Fitzpatrick, right? Right now? With how good he is this year?
It's got to be. Uh-huh. No, Revis. But that's quickly changing. That is quickly changing. But I haven't been around long enough to know. What?
You haven't been around long enough to know Joe Namath. You're just you've written him off as like your favorite Jet.
Well, that's like a historical figure. It's like I have to see them play. You know, that's like Lincoln. It's like saying Lincoln's my favorite president. Sure, I mean, I really don't know how good Lincoln was. Lincoln could have been horrible. He probably was. You know, so no, I have to see someone that I've watched, and Revis has always been the superstar.
Okay, no, that's fair enough.
Apologies to the Messiah, Tim Tebow.
Apologies. That's right. He was a Jet for about a year. So was Mike Vick. Yeah. A storied history, the New York Jets. But yeah. So go ahead.
Well, what about Brett Favre? You know, you've had the Brett Favre year.
That was when he had fun with his phone and set, like texting pictures to people.
We're covering old men in technology, really.
I don't remember this. There was a Brett Favre phone scandal? Sexting scandal?
One of the sports reporters, I guess, in New York, sent a dick picture to her.
Really?
When he was a Jet. I guess when he went on to the Vikings, he maybe stopped using. Maybe went to Snapchat.
I was probably I was probably too young to realize what was going on, yeah. But wow. I'm shocked that
5-6 years ago.
No, it was longer than that.
I think there was a good SNL commercial that had Brett Favre and like Wrangler's jeans, except it had just an open fly with his penis showing. So it was just blurred out. It was just a blurred out spot. It was pretty funny.
Brett Favre. Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Rob didn't cover this on like 2 Cents Radio or something.
No. Well, Rob would have to know who Brett Favre is first. And he would also have to know what the sport of football is.
It was in October of 2010.
Okay. Six years ago. Okay. Fair enough. I was not in the online loop yet. I had not started my podcast career. So
I just searched Brett Favre picture, and the first result was Brett Favre's penis revealed by Deadspin.
I don't know why I don't remember this. That is so odd. Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. By the way, speaking of Rob, my co-host at 2 Cents Radio, are you aware that he's in a fantasy football league this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you had to fill that spot. I would have went, but it was ESPN. Only guy.
It's not in our league, though. He's not in his own podcast league. He's in a separate league. And he's doing horrendously.
Huh. Wow. Well, that seems like some just desserts, you know? Like you cheat on your own, right, podcast and...
Oh, he hates all sports.
I don't know.
He wants to change, like, he has, like, ideas for changing every sport. Mm-hmm. So it's just funny that he's in a fantasy football league.
He essentially wants to turn football into Family Feud, where you just, like, triple the points at the last second. To, like, you make the rules so unfair that it's, like, it makes every game close, you know? Want Steve Harvey up there narrating the thing, or, you know, commentary.
I'm sure NBC would like that because there's some nights where you're just like, okay, this game's over. It's not even the second quarter.
Well, Thursday Night Football really needs that with some of the games they're scheduling this year.
I feel like Monday night's worse. I feel like the Monday night slate is worse.
Oh, yeah, and plus you're stuck with John Gruden.
How dare you?
Okay, no.
How dare you speak ill of the god John Gruden? How dare you? Sacrilegious. I will not stand for this.
You have some crazy John Gruden love there.
I do.
Anyway.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? All right.
Well, but, he is full of rainbows and sparkles. That's for sure. Anyway. What happened in the news of sports this week? I mean, there was a big deal, I guess, going on in baseball. If you follow the Cubs' plight, they're moving on. They're in. Yeah, they won. They're no longer. I don't know. It seems like they have a shot, right?
Not just that. I think they're the favorites going forward. I'm shocked that they came back. I guess so. What, they came back? They were down 5-2. I didn't watch the game last night. They were down 5-2 in the ninth, and they came back.
Yeah, but still, they won the first two, then they lost the third, and then the fourth one they won, right? Is that how it went down?
Yeah, so I saw the stat. I guess that was the only time that in any playoff game a team has come back down three scores in the ninth inning. That's never happened before.
Hmm.
So I did that yesterday. Wow. I guess this Cubs team is for real. So
records are meant to be broken, and that Bill Murray wearing the "I ain't afraid of no goats" is hilarious. So I don't know if you guys saw this going around, but I saw it several times shared on my Facebook.
No? I did not see this. No.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's pretty funny. It's Bill Murray. "I ain't afraid of no goats."
Okay.
So it's a Cubs shirt. So.
Okay. I think anything involving Bill Murray is always funny. I just think if you put his name on anything, it's automatically better.
Yeah. Bill. So, but the Chicago Cubs should have been winning by this point then with that philosophy, because Bill Murray's been a Cubs fan for a long time. Anyway.
Oh, that is very funny. I enjoy that. That is very great. I think that's the reason.
You looked it up.
Yeah, I did. Yes. So yeah. Bill Murray just
It's a cool pick.
Yeah. He would just like be gone. He just lifted the curse just like that.
I think so. You know, he can put all of those years of misery behind him.
I love that.
I had, you know, just perusing the ESPN headlines and what have you. Brandon Cooks vows to keep celebrating with this bow and arrow gesture, which the NFL is basically said that it mimics a violent act, and that
You can't use bow and arrow anymore?
Right. And I love this quote from him. He says, "Well, there are different forms of doing it. You just can't shoot the arrow," Cooks told NOLA.com. "I'm still going to pull it out. Whatever happens after that happens. I don't want to do anything to jeopardize my team, but I'll figure something out." Cooks has adopted the name The Archer, which he uses on social media. So anyway, I thought it was kind of a funny story about this bow and arrow gesture and how it's deemed an act of violence. So
I think after the Brett Favre picture got out, he was also referred to as The Archer. But that's another issue.
It's another type of bow and arrow.
Yes. You know, it's nice to see that the NFL is finally cracking down on the stuff that matters. This is such a great sign to me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, we've moved past the concussions. That issue is completely solved. The fact that the defenders can hit a guy in the head 20 times and not get one flag as long as he's a big guy. And and also the racist name of one of their franchises, and also the sexual abuse allegations. Now that that's all behind us, we can finally focus on twerking in the end zone and the bow and arrow stuff. Good on you, NFL.
We need to, right, put that good stuff away, people.
Way to take a stand. Way to take a stand. Absolutely.
Well, speaking of taking a stand, one of your topics from your show, Colin Kaepernick from a few weeks ago, he's getting a start this week. What do you think?
Yes. Yes, I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be a train wreck. It's going to be fantastic. I don't know. I want to see how the afro fits his helmet, like that, or the helmet fits his afro. That's like my number one story.
You think there'd be more cut? You know, like be more concussion resistant. You know, so
yeah,
like it would provide a cushion of air. There. Unrelated, but yes, completely related to that. LeSean McCoy plans to invite police officers to the Bills game. Reported 15 to 20 police officers, local police officers that he's invited, and he says it has nothing to do with the fact that Colin Kaepernick is the starting quarterback. So make of that what you will.
Okay.
Politics, blah, blah, blah. There you go.
Good to know.
Covered it.
Covered it. We had enough. The way of sports talk
with three stupid guys. Good.
Yes.
Anyway.
Great.
I just wish you guys could see me because I am broadcasting The Walking Dead. I think we talked about it before we started live. Walking Dead with three stupid guys. We're coming back, right? A couple weeks for the premiere.
Well, we might as well talk about it a little bit. So who do you think got killed, Nico? With that horrible teaser that they ended us off on.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, the teaser alert, that is officially has gotten me off the Walking Dead train, I think.
Oh, I haven't even seen the teaser, actually.
Oh, no, I
stayed away from it.
I think he's talking about how it left off last season.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The cliffhanger, I should say.
Okay. Because I've heard that there's an ad out there that, kind of points to one certain in particular person. And
it doesn't,
I haven't watched said ad.
I don't think it does that as I wish. I don't think it does that as much as it just sort of eliminates other potential victims and shows that they're alive. Yeah. Maggie.
I can't believe you killed baby Judith. It's horrible.
Yeah, I know. No, Maggie is my guest. That's been my guest for the last year, which means I'll certainly be wrong, but I won't be watching, so.
You're not watching?
I'll never know. Maybe. You know, when it comes on Netflix in 5 months. I don't know.
We were hoping that you might join us, but.
Okay, I'll watch it for the good of.
I think Jack was.
I'll watch it for the good of.
What if Jack never comes back, guys? What if
we gotta go
never
back.
Comes back? What if
we gotta go
all...
back. Jack went back to Alan. Sorry.
This was all a ploy. Yeah. It's never coming back, guys. Sports Talk. It's on its own now. But if you do like the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network, there's a lot of different ways that you can help support us. Rate and review us on iTunes. We'd appreciate anything. Jack always likes 5 stars. I'm really happy with 4 stars. But 5 stars, great. Yeah, definitely like that. Also, Mike, isn't there something else that we do?
Patreon?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And Patreon, Jay and Jack? Sure. I don't have it written down, so if you want to go, that's all you.
I just like to turn it over to Mike. I know. It was really just watching Mike squirm. Yeah.
I would like to thank some Patreons.
We don't do that till the end.
Oh, you can thank him now. Anyways, we don't have the website.
Oh, Tack from Tokyo and Brad from Chicago. So good luck, Brad, with your team this week. Anyway, support us on Patreon. You know what? All of the information is actually at Jay and Jack. So
yeah, search your Googles. It's all on there. Jay and Jack Googles Patreon. You'll find it.
Mike's done his job for today, and we won't bother you with another Patreon. Support us now. But anyway,
and if you like hearing Nico tonight, he's got about 50 podcasts he's on. He's got Nico.
Yeah, but I don't do any of them anymore, so be very careful. No.
So if you want to go back in history and listen to like some old like stuff, Two Century Radio, The Think Tank,
yes.
And Why Is This a Thing?
Yes. Those are all correct. NicoEmpire.com for all of that. But I don't know. I haven't been posting podcasts as much anymore. So go there sparingly if you feel like it. If not, don't. It's cool.
We're really selling stuff here tonight.
I'll understand.
Look on the Googles. Don't go. Whatever.
Awesome.
Yeah, don't let us pressure you sales into anything because you can get so much sports talk and information here on the show. But anyway, anything else as far as like the weekly events? I know I just briefly talked about baseball, but we don't usually cover it. We usually just stick to the NFL and kind of the topics of the week. I guess the Dallas Cowboys, right? They have like a little bit of a maybe quarterback controversy going on there.
Not according to the owner, Jerry Jones. He said
not according to the yeah.
The real coach/owner.
Is it like, have we ruled out the theory that Jerry Jones is Tony Romo's father? And I'm just throwing this out that it's not an actual theory. But he is so in love with this man. It's like, that is the only explanation. Like, he can't let it go. Like, it's over. Jerry, it's over. You know what I mean? Like your man is just an accident waiting to happen. Like, he can't get out of bed without breaking something. You know? Like, I let's move on. This kid seems okay. Dump and Dak, right? Dak and Dump, whatever we call it.
6 weeks or 5 weeks in, not an interception all year.
Yeah, and they looked good.
Okay, they're playing in Green Bay this week. If they win in Green Bay, come on, right? Like, if they go into Green Bay and they get the upset and they win on the road, I mean, that's phenomenally huge, right? You don't go into Lambeau.
I don't think you have a choice but to play him from here on out, you know?
Right.
And I guess the counter-argument is... I'm sorry. The counter argument is, like, if Romo plays, how many of these games will they have won so far? And
but I mean, really, it's not a big deal. You just put Romo back in, he'll get hurt like second quarter, and he'll go back to the rookie.
I guess
it's like a ceremonial like retirement.
Okay,
and then he goes off in his cart to the locker room.
I suppose. But like,
I feel bad for the guy, but. But at the same point, I think Mike's right. You put him out there, he's kind of a bit of a China doll. Like, he breaks in it. And he has always been a solid quarterback, staying in there, taking some of those hits. But really, he's been so injury prone. It seems like, I don't know. I know Russ made the comment the other week. Mike, you did the fact checking on it.
Did I?
And yeah, you sent out some information like kind of after the fact, although it was just on our own private messaging server system
that you can see for like $100 if you pay to Patreon. $100 per week, you can see the messages.
All of them, unfiltered.
That's a steal.
Even the juicy picks.
Amazing steal.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. None of us will Brett Favre you. So.
but what was it? What was the correction though?
Correction?
Oh, you said I corrected Russ on something.
Yeah, on the Romo thing, on the Romo fact, like how many games he started or something like that. Like, he actually had...
Oh, yeah, he's played like 16 games, like I think like 5 or 6 seasons.
Yeah, but it seems like he's been injured more than not. So, I don't know, perceptions.
I like Nico's crackpot theory. It's a good... You can change your name as you're filling in for Jack tonight. So the name fits perfectly.
I think that's what it is. No, I think that's I think Jerry Jones had a mistress, a very beautiful mistress, and they produced the perfect man, Tony Romo. And I think that's the only explanation, because only someone, you would have to have some sort of blood relation to be that tied to this guy. The way that he talks about him, it's like, it's unbelievable.
This is very like, Lostian too. In a way, you know?
I think this is great.
So is Dez Bryant the smoke monster?
Definitely.
All right, I'm going to actually... I think you're onto something, because really only a rich billionaire who has a lot of money and no scruples could have fathered somebody out of wedlock and just pop up out of nowhere. That seems logical to me at this point in my life.
I just need to make a small correction. Michael Irvin is a smoke monster. It's been proven by all the drug run-ins he had.
I was wondering.
That could be said about anybody on the Cowboys roster right now, though. Who has it?
I mean, yeah. Ezekiel Elliott did go into like the smoke shop in Colorado during preseason.
That is true. He is literally the smoke monster. The shop that he went to was actually called the Smoke Monster. Yeah.
And he actually spent $108. So, anyway. No, I bet he spent more than
that. What does it mean? It means nothing.
Yeah. More like 108 ounces. Anyway, let's get to the picks, right? Can we do that?
Well, I just want to say a quick note about Dolphins. Not only are they truly bad and getting embarrassed every week, but they decided to cut two of their offensive line starters, two of the guards, after they started on Sunday. Which is amazing. Like, you're week 6 of the season. So, yeah.
Here's the question. Good luck
trying to find starters there.
Is the offensive line your problem?
Everybody's a problem on Miami.
Yeah, but that's true. I don't know. Like, your defense can't seem to get it together, even though there's a lot of talent there.
Yeah, good thing we paid Ndamukong Suh $100 million for one of the worst run defenses in NFL.
It's pretty atrocious. I think you're one of the worst coach teams in football, if not the worst coach team in football.
Yeah, it's not good to have a rookie head coach who's learning on the job.
No, it's not great. And then Ryan Tannehill is just a disaster.
You realize, you realize why he was switched to receiver in college now.
Yeah, no, now I get it. But it's like, I don't know if any of the 32 teams in football would want Ryan Tannehill right now. Like, if you offered like a trade for like a 4th-round draft pick or something, I don't know any team in the league that would want him. He's so horrendous.
Wait, this is coming from a Jets fan right now?
This is coming from a Jets fan. I would rather suffer with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Geno Smith as his backup than Ryan Tannehill.
So how many interceptions is Fitzpatrick up to right now? Is it 12 or 13?
We don't sweat the details. We don't sweat the details. This is the stupid guy show, I thought. That's what I thought. We don't talk numbers on this show.
But no, yeah, nobody wants Tannehill.
No.
Not even horrendous. People here in Miami. They're already calling for the backup. But we're stuck.
Is your backup good?
The backup is Matt Moore. So that tells you something.
Okay. Great to know. So negative. Okay.
There is no hope down here. We're just hoping for the number one pick right now.
You're going to have a race if I have anything to say about it. Okay. I am counting down the
Cleveland's,
days to late.
Cleveland's
April.
Off to head start there.
They are.
Right?
Never underestimate
Cleveland's got a head start.
I'm just waiting for Jack to pop in here right now. Us too.
It's going to be quite the hunt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In
Cleveland Brown news, they got another quarterback injured. And so Charlie Whitehurst came in, clipboard Jesus, and then he already got cut this week.
Wow.
So good luck to Cleveland.
Words cannot describe how happy it made me when I saw Charlie Whitehurst back on my television screen. It was so wonderful to see him back. Him and his Jesus hair.
Well, we discovered something a few weeks ago on the show. Do you know who his girlfriend is?
No.
Jewel.
Really?
Yeah.
Star of the roast of Rob Lowe, Jewel?
Yep. Who is it? Trailer Swift?
The star of Russ's movie call dream. Yeah, as he put it. Poor Jewel. No, Charlie Whitehurst, I mean, clearly he's going to land on his feet. There's another team out there. I mean, let's not forget about the Jags.
He's just working his way through the NFL.
Like that's the rock bottom, right? So the London
there's
Jags,
another maybe. Team that would want him. He's on an 0-4 team. He's the 4th string quarterback, and he's gonna land on his feet. I'm not so sure.
Everybody wants that marvelous.
It's week 6. By week 10, Whitehurst is back filling in the shoes for some other sad team that lost somebody.
If hopefully I'm Jewel, I'm getting a hold of my accountant very quickly. That's all I'm gonna say. Because I don't know how long this guy's going to be employed.
You're like, I'm so glad that I signed those prenups. So.
Yes, for sure.
By the way, why was she on the Trump roast? I mean, the Rob Lowe roast? That just seemed like a weird selection.
I guess Rob Lowe broke some sort of news about her or something. So they got like in a Twitter feud or something like that. It was like this very like thin connection.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Well, I know Rob Lowe broke the news that Peyton Manning is going to be retired because he has the inside source there in the Colts.
Yeah, it was that, but he tweeted something about her. I'm not sure what it was, but there was some sort of controversy with Jewel, but apparently they're friends now. So, or at least that's what they said during the roast. So, picks.
Picks. let's get to picks. Speaking of Jack's long-suffering and San Diego.
Here comes Russ.
What?
No. I'm saying it should be perfect timing for Russ to show up right now.
No, he said that he wouldn't be able to make it until 12:30 or later. And I'm like, okay. just send me your picks. And I do have Russ's picks, and we can start off with his. Denver at San Diego. This is the game that Jack is going to. Of course, Russ, Jack's longtime friend, picks against him. And picks Denver. Big surprise. I mean, I don't know. What can you say? I mean, Denver is Simeon back? Is he okay? Like, he would get injured in that game.
Does it really matter when you're playing?
They lost to Atlanta. That's true. They find a way to lose, just like that Oakland game. I mean, I watched that ball just fumble across the field. I was like, ah, oh, poor Jack. these guys can't catch a break. And then they cut to Rivers, and I just imagine Jack like shedding a tear as he looks at his boy on screen, like, oh, I feel for you.
This was going to be the year.
This was going to be the year.
Yeah,
this Nico, is an, usually Jack goes first. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, no, I was just going to say that was a horrendous it's just been a horrendous year to be a Chargers fan. And I especially sympathize with Jack this year. But I have never seen anything quite like this before of just absolute collapses at the last second. It's like a guy that just can't like muster the strength to ask a girl out, and just at the last second he just completely, he has it all like in his head, and he has this perfect game plan, and he knows exactly what he's gonna say, and then he just gets up there and just starts flop sweating and runs away. That's what the Chargers are. They just can't seal the deal. It's horrible.
It reminded me of that Cleveland game against Miami. I mean, Cleveland had the ball all set up, you know, they're at the 26-yard line or whatever, and they just can't get it through. I mean, they could have won that game. And no, it went into overtime, and of course they lose it. So, anyway, I really want to pick San Diego, but it's got to be Denver, guys, right? I mean, Mike, are you picking somebody different?
No, San Diego's horrible. Sorry, Jack.
So I can now. This has no bearing on my final score, so I can like sabotage Jack if I wanted to. Sort of insider.
That would be a good idea.
No, I will take. Now, if Jack was here, would he take his own team?
No, I think he told he in a text he said something about tell Nico to pick San Diego, or no, tell Nico to pick Denver or something like that.
I'm 100% taking Denver. Trevor Siemian or no, I'm 100% doing that. But I wouldn't be surprised if Philip Rivers gave an amazing performance. Like I don't know, like that defense can be had. That Denver defense is not quite as good as it was last year. So it's I wouldn't put it past them, but I'll take Denver.
And San Diego has been in those games. It's just the fact that they've lost it in the last couple minutes of the last, four games they've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the words of Jaggy said, let Nico know he might want to pick against the Chargers. So you have his blessing.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
I think he wants it because, you know, if they win, he's going to be happy either way. So.
Yes.
Okay, on to the Sunday games. And my order is just the way that I have it written here, but San Francisco at Buffalo. San Francisco, as we mentioned before, Kaepernick is starting. And Russ, of all things, picked San Francisco. I think it kind of helped that he didn't have the spread. Because Mike, and usually we go in order. Usually we go in order of Jack, Russ, myself, and Mike. But I don't know. It's easier to start with Russ this week.
So we can just all laugh at Russ's picks this week.
Yeah, right. Mike, who are you taking?
I mean, Rex Ryan hasn't been fired yet, so I'm going to go with Rex Ryan in Buffalo.
No, wait.
Go ahead, Nico.
Are we picking against the spread during these, or are we just picking the winner?
I wish, but just straight up.
Okay, picking straight up. Yeah. All right, just checking. Sorry.
There's no 10-point spreads this week, oddly enough. which is seems really unusual when you have Pittsburgh going into Miami. I mean, yeah. Come on, people. That is a 10-point. That is at least 12, right? Come on. Anyway. So. Yeah. So, Mike, you're taking Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Nico.
The great Rex Ryan. And his brother, Rob Ryan. I should not sell that short. I will take Buffalo as well.
I have some mad, crazy Matt man love for his brother, mainly just because of the dude and because he looks like the dude. Pretty much that's the only reason. But he's rocking it. He looks as though he watched The Big Lebowski one time. And he was like, that dude's got it figured out, man. I'm growing my hair like that. And I'm just
does he have it figured out?
The hell I want.
The dude, by definition, though, did not have it figured out. Right? Like, that's the entire
that's right.
plot and conflict of The Big Lebowski. So I don't know how you could say that Rob Ryan has it figured out. He certainly doesn't have
no,
it.
No, I'm just saying that he just saw The Big Lebowski and thought that, you know.
Like, I got you.
Hey, if I can, yeah.
Yeah, I want to be this guy.
I don't know. Or is it just a coincidence? You know,
so. I think of them like the brothers on Arrested Development. Like it's like so close looking.
Oh boy,
I like that with a voiceover maybe coming from you know, Bill Belichick.
Well, you know, at this point in time, the Rex Ryan brothers beat the crap out of the Patriots.
That's a spot on.
I'm taking Buffalo. I'm taking Buffalo as well. I don't know what the spread is, but it seems like it's, what, 5 points?
7.5.
It's just 7.5, wow.
Okay, Rex Ryan coach team should never be favored by 7.5 against anybody. I don't care who they play. I don't care.
Right.
They shut out the Patriots.
I don't care if they're playing a local community college like that. Rex Ryan does not deserve 7.5 points. I would bet San Francisco if you're a gambler, but
so I got a conspiracy theory. Did the Belichick let the Bills win like that on purpose just so Rex Ryan would stay around for another year?
That is a brilliant theory.
He's like, well, look, they did this 28-0. You got to keep him there. He's so good.
Keep him in the division.
Boy, we have several crackpot theories going tonight. I like that.
Those are the things that keep
anyway.
Me up tonight. That is brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant.
All right, moving on. We got Philly and Washington. Battle of the capital of the country. I don't know. I got nothing. Russ is decidedly get battle of the capitals, battle of the. Anyway, Russ is picking Philadelphia. I hope you guys are laughing with me, so not at me, just because you can't see my face.
Are we talking to a robot right now?
I am picking Philadelphia as well. I feel like it. I feel like I'm a robot.
This like the movie Her.
Like five. Philly at Washington. What? I mean, Washington's been looking good, right? Like, I can't believe their record is 3-1. It's better than Carolina Panthers. Who would have guessed that at this point in the season?
We're one tied with the Dolphins.
Yeah. Tied with the Dolphins.
Yeah,
so Russ is taking Philadelphia. I'm going to take Philadelphia. I still think that even though this is a division rivalry and Washington's looked good, I just have no trust in that team. None whatsoever.
All right, I want to change up here because it's probably why I'm in last place because I'm always changing up. Go Washington here. The Washington mascot that shall not be named. I'm going to go Washington home.
Washington bow and arrows.
Yeah, Washington bow and arrows, yes. I am also going to take Washington in this game. And this is where Jack's record completely falls off for the season. But I don't
no,
buy
I think Washington's
Philly
got a shot.
Yeah. I don't buy Philly
I
just
think,
yet.
I think Washington's got a – yeah. I agree. What is the spread on this one, Mike? 3?
Philly is favored by 2.
Philly by 3? Ooh. So even Vegas doesn't trust the Philly experience. I'm with you. I mean, I think because this is a division rivalry here and Washington has been good, I hope it's a close game. So, and for Mike and Jack's sake, it'd be good to win.
Yeah, I don't think Washington has been good. I just want to say that. I think they have stolen a lot of games. But I don't trust Carson Wentz yet, especially on the road against a division rival. That doesn't feel right to me quite yet. So Kirk might be able to pull one out of his butt on this, but we'll see.
I think Washington's on a 3-game win streak, aren't they, right now?
Yeah.
They are. But the only good win that they have is like against Baltimore. That's like the only like legitimate win.
Oh, come on. Cleveland's a Super Bowl favorite.
They beat Cleveland. They beat the Giants because Odell decided to get in a fight with one of the kicking nets. So it's like, I'm not buying them just yet, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
In the next game?
In the next game. Yeah, that's on me. Cleveland at Tennessee. Has decided. Oh, go ahead.
I mean, we all do love Cleveland. We've heaped amount of praise on Cleveland like nonstop all night. So I imagine we're all going to pick Cleveland here.
If only I could change Russ's picks. But no, Russ has decided to take Tennessee. Tennessee, I believe, is the favorite. Although this is one of those games where you look at it and you're like, yeah, Tennessee should win this. And that's when Cleveland wins it. I mean, this just feels like the perfect trap game where you think it's one way, and then all of a sudden Cleveland's just like, yeah, what's up? We just got embarrassed by New England.
I could see that.
Nico, who are you picking?
I will take Tennessee. I think Mariota looked really good last week. I think Tennessee's onto something. I think they're actually pretty decent team, and I think they could be in the playoff picture. I really do. Especially in that horrible AFC South. So,
thank you.
Yes,
I know that was directed at me. Tennessee, I have not seen them play. I can only hope that they stay where they are at. But I will pick Tennessee to win this at home. I don't feel comfortable about it. I think this is like a Cleveland by 3 kind of game. Mike.
Yeah, it's amazing. The only two times these teams have looked good this year is when they played Miami. It was a true test right here. They actually play each other. But I'm going to go with Tennessee.
All right, we're sweeping that one clean. Okay, next up is Baltimore at New York Giants. Ooh, there's people that are throwing their podcast down right now. No, Baltimore at the Giants. Be more. And Russ is taking B-more. This is a battle between two teams that never have – I don't know. They just don't have really there's not a good feel for either of these teams, right? Like the Giants just didn't look good against the Packers. Eli is so up and down.
Can I just say I love Russ not being on the show? I love him not knowing the spreads.
Right?
He picked every favorite last week, and this week he's going – like he has no clue what's going on. Unless he's going wild and going 14-0, 15-0.
He was giving me a hard time saying, like, don't pick my same picks, you know, or whatever. And I was like, done and done. Just pick opposite of you the whole time, Russ. No, Mike, I think you're right in that assessment, right? The Giants are favored by, I want to say, 4?
3.
Okay. I'm no crystal ball. But Baltimore, I mean, they lost that game last week. I don't know.
I have no idea. I have no idea where this is going.
I'm again,
like you said, I don't really have a good feel for either of these teams. Like the Giants, I was really high on early on in the season, and I thought they would win their division. And now it just seems like their offense is horrendous. Their new coach has not been able to work with Eli well. It's been really weird, and it's bizarre to me that they're this bad again. And then Baltimore, on the flip side, is a team with not a lot of talent, but it seems to be pulling wins out of their butt, too. So I don't know. I guess I'll take the home team here. I guess I will, but I will say I'm interested to see how this goes. And if any or either of these teams wants to make the playoffs, they need to win this game. I feel like it's very, very important that they win this game. Because if the Giants go 2-4 or Baltimore goes 3-3, I don't see either of them making the playoffs. So,
yeah. Although it's they're, you know, opposite conferences. So, you know, it won't hurt them as bad, I guess. So, oh, man. I'm with Mike on this. I'm picking the Giants. So,
yeah, I need to make up some ground here. So, I'm all right. The fact that I'm like opposite of Russ on all these picks. So, either I'm going to make up some ground or I'm going to fall totally into oblivion.
Well, yeah. Well, here's another one that you can make up some ground on. Jacksonville at Chicago. And Chicago with Hoyer has been looking pretty good. I got to see them take on the Colts. The Colts, although are not great, Chicago still brought it, right? Like, I don't know. Something's clicking there, and maybe it's the fact that they don't have what's his face?
Jay Cutler.
Yeah, exactly. Our mascot of hatred. Russ is taking Jacksonville. So, Mike?
Again, I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm going to Chicago. Don't even waste any time.
And let's just share with the listeners what the spread on this one would be, too.
Chicago by three?
By two. Ooh, that's a little bit closer. I'm taking Chicago, too. I had already made my picks beforehand, just in prep. Nico, what's Jack picking this week?
Jack is going with the great Brian Hoyer and the Chicago Bears. Yes. Yes.
I hope they still play Hoyer and Cutler doesn't come out, right?
Yeah.
I feel like we'll be betrayed if like all of a sudden it's Cutler on Sunday and we're like, what?
They have a better chance with Brian Hoyer, I'm telling you. They're a better team when Brian Hoyer is on the field.
And why do I feel like I made a huge mistake inviting Nico on the show? I feel like I should have invited Rob instead to make these picks right now. Just so Jack can fall behind me into last place.
Yeah. He'd be picking like the Mets. That's what his pick would be in this one. Yeah. He'd have no idea.
I'm going Jeff Probst on this one.
That'd be
yeah.
The blue colored team. Whichever one's blue. They're both blue. Okay. The white one. Anyway. Carolina at New Orleans. Interesting matchup here. New Orleans, I saw them play at one point this season. Like I said before, they just looked like they had no ambition. But it's at home, and they have a chance to make up some ground on a weak Carolina implosion team, could we say. I mean, I can't believe I picked Carolina to win the Super Bowl. Russ is picking New Orleans.
What do you mean you can't believe? What do you mean you can't believe? They were in the Super Bowl last year.
I know. We were all high on that Panther love.
Yeah. You know? It's a solid pick. You shouldn't be ashamed of that pick. I mean, you know, they've just been atrocious.
Well, I don't know. If they're going to make up any ground, it's got to start soon, especially in their own division. I feel like I should go first this time. Because there is really no order this week. I'm picking New Orleans, though. I am actually siding with Russ on this, mainly because of the home team. And because I think Carolina, I think there is that psychological factor that they just keep slipping. So, and I think it hangs on. Anyway.
Carolina is not going 1-5. That's not going to happen. Right?
Superman's coming back this week.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I mean, I don't care if they're on the road. I don't care how horrible their team looks. Like, they were in the Super Bowl last year. They're not going 1-5.
I get the rationale. Okay.
Taking Carolina. Taking Carolina. That's all right. Jack, you're stuck with it.
I think Jack would pick Carolina, actually. So, especially against Russ. Mike, what's your thoughts on this?
I'm a little hesitant because New Orleans had a bye last week, and they're coming in fresh, like, well-rested. But I'm going to go with Carolina with Cam Newton come back.
All right. And the spread on this, just for those listeners at home, it's New Orleans is favored by
Carolina's favored by 2.5.
Oh, Carolina's favored by 2.5. So I took the underdog. Huh. I don't like that, but I'm sticking with it.
You and Russ teaming up again.
yeah, but look at our records. 61%. LA at Detroit. The Rams taking on the Lions. And Detroit is a team to be reckoned with, I think. You know? I mean, they kind of pulled out a squeaker there, right? Won it by one?
Yeah. Last week? Their offense is good. I don't know. They're a weird team. I just feel like actually, you know what? I'm going to change what I said earlier. Detroit is the worst coach team in football. by far. By far, like, they're the worst.
I feel like you know that coach pretty well, Matt.
Yeah, well, I think we could throw some other coaches on that bonfire that we're maybe not so happy with.
Including the one you have right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Russ is taking the Rams on the road. Seems logical choice. I'm taking Detroit at home. I mean, Rams are coming West Coast to East Coast. Detroit's ready for some home cooking, and it tastes like lamb. I guess. Is that the female like of a ram, right? Yeah, lamb. Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. It's not my best show. I can't be a producer and a podcaster at the same time. It just doesn't work.
Well, we don't know what you're doing over there because you don't have a camera on you.
Yeah, you're right. I could be podcasting naked.
So. No, that's Brett Favre.
Oh, right. Just hoping this camera comes on just for a moment. Mike, you will gladly take.
Oh, I'm loving it. I never want Rush to show up to the show again because I'm loving his picks tonight. So I'm going to go to Detroit.
Oh, shoot.
I will take Detroit.
Yeah, it's feast or famine for Rust. He's either going to really take on a lead or we're going to sink him. Next up, if only he could have picked this team, it is Pittsburgh at Miami. I don't know why. Again, we mentioned it earlier, why this is not a 10-point plus.
Please tell me Rust picked Miami.
No, he did not. He picked Pittsburgh. So he's not that dumb. Not to say that he's dumb. Just
Nico,
not
just
brightly.
You know, I think Jack is a big Miami Dolphins fan, so he's probably would take Dolphins here.
No, I understand that. But luckily, I got a firsthand look at the dynamic Pittsburgh offense against our atrocious secondary last week. The Steelers laid a smackdown, as the kids call it, on my Jets.
RIP to Decker. Out for the year.
Yes, RIP to Eric Decker. And yeah, to our hopes of going like 7-9. Yeah, I think we probably go like I'm going with like 6-8 right now as a record. But yeah, no. Pittsburgh in this game by a mile. There you go.
I think this is a pretty much no-brainer. Mike, I'm sweeping it.
No brainer. I thought you were going to go Miami there.
All right. Next up, Cincinnati. Speaking of no-brainers, at New England. Cincinnati looking okay. They were doing all right, and then they just kind of dropped a bombshell, right?
All right. I'll start it off since it's Brady. New England. New England.
Is Cincinnati good? Like, are they a good team? I can't figure them out yet.
Their two wins are Miami and the New York Jets.
Yeah. No, I don't think they're good. And I don't know what happened to them. But I don't know. Like, I didn't think the Cowboys were very good, and they seem to completely contain that offense. I don't know what happened to that. Well, I guess they lost two of their stud receivers. Maybe that's what happened to their offense.
It might have been when they imploded in playoffs against Pittsburgh and got all their players, like, thrown out of the game.
Might be. Okay, I'll take New England, and let's just fast forward to the Super Bowl. All right. Let's just get this over with already, because I can't stand to watch another New England win. I just can't take it anymore. This is getting ugly. This is getting atrocious.
Luckily, Tom Brady took a vacation now the first 4 weeks, so he's well rested now.
That's exactly right. Sunbathing naked in Italy. Really? Really helps.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It really does. It helps the deflation.
Yeah, we talked about this.
I'm taking New England.
Shocker.
Oh, sorry. No, I think the New England is a pretty easy choice on this one. Mike, you're taking Cincinnati?
Oh, no, I took New England. And I'm guessing Russ took New England also, right?
He did. He didn't fall into that trap. Speaking of traps, he did pick this next team that I think might lose. KC at Oakland. No surprise here, Russ took his home team, although it's not his home where he's actually from. It's just his adopted American home.
Just a little inside info about Nico. He's a Canadian. He's from Canada, but he's a Chiefs fan.
Really?
It's a weird combination.
I guess so. Well, I guess Canadians aren't really destined logical for anything. Well, that's also true. But it's like, I feel like it's weird with Canada, because in these leagues, like, for example, if you're a Canadian, you are automatically a Raptors fan, even if you live nowhere remotely close to Toronto. So I feel like Canadians kind of get, you know, they should be free to sort of be fans whoever they want. I support what you're saying.
They had Vancouver Grizzlies for a few years.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I support Russ's right to be a KC fan. And not a bad team to be a fan of. By the way, I'm also picking them this week because Oakland is on a real high right now. And, you know, I think I don't know. Again, kind of a suspect 4-1 team. I think they're very good. They have, a lot of good young talent. But I think the Chiefs will be able to contain them. I like Andy Reid's defense against them. So I'm picking them.
All right. Mike, where are you taking?
For the sixth time, I'm going opposite of Russ here. I will go Oakland. I'm just looking at Russ's pick and going opposite of whatever he's doing tonight.
Mike, I might be a madman following you down because you're actually in last place, and why would I do this to myself? But I also had Oakland, you know, even just looking over the what I was initially going to pick before I got Russ's picks, which made me also happy. So we split that one. Atlanta at Seattle. This is kind of a tricky one because Atlanta has been the hot Atlanta of old and went in, got into Denver, got a big win on the road. This is another hard place to go in and win, though. Seattle at home. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't they have a bye week last week?
Yeah, Seattle was on a bye.
Yeah, so that's a hard... hard road to toe there, but and for some reason I don't have Russ's pick on this one. I bet he picked Seattle.
No, he definitely went Atlanta. definitely.
I'm gonna double check that as we keep talking. Nico, what do you think of this matchup?
This is a really good game. That's what I think. I'm looking forward to this. I guess Atlanta's the real deal. I guess we can say that, maybe. I don't know. What's the consensus on that?
Yeah, considering they're 4-1, it's surprising that they lost to Tampa in the first game, like, now.
Yeah. I don't know. I still feel like they're the same Falcons of last year, and that is, like, a really dynamic offense, but when push comes to shove, their defense is going to get exposed.
And they they started last year 5-0, so.
That's what I'm saying, and this feels similar to that. I don't know why. The little bit of Atlanta I've seen, that defense has been suspect. So I think if push comes to shove, number one, Seattle's defense will be able to at least contain them. And then I think Russell Wilson will outscore Matt Ryan. So let's go with Seattle there. I was very impressed with them this weekend. I will say that. Very impressed.
Very impressed. Big fans. Yes.
Big fan.
Mike?
I will also go Seattle.
Ah, oh, man.
I wish this initially game was Sunday. I wish they could like shift this to like Sunday night, make this a primetime game instead of Indianapolis versus Houston, making us suffer through the Colts. But yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd rather the Sunday night be a Colts at home game anyway. But I initially picked Atlanta to win, and I'm so hesitant, but I'm going to stick by my guns and say Atlanta. I know it seems out there. I know Russ will make fun of me, but I feel like I have enough Russ picks here. One of these is going to hit. So I'm taking Atlanta on the road. Call me crazy. And the spread on this game, Seattle's favored by
6.
Wow.
That's high.
Yeah.
So Vegas does not believe. Vegas does not believe in Matty Ice.
Right.
Okay. All
right. Yeah.
I don't either, but we'll see.
All right, winding down the picks or the games for this week, we've got Dallas at Green Bay. As I said, if Dallas goes in and wins, I think they'll have a real quarterback controversy on their end. Green Bay is a hard place to win. Russ took Green Bay. I'm taking Green Bay. I think they're just starting to get their groove thing going on. And Dallas, I can never think that they're real. That whole division, the Cowboys, Washington, Eagles, Giants, they are just a Rubik's Cube of madness. So Green Bay. Long story short.
Mike, you go first.
I will also agree Green Bay, but it's surprising how bad like Green Bay's offense has been this year. Like they're one of the 5 worst passing offenses in the NFL right now. But somehow, I guess they'll win at home over Dallas.
Okay. Get this, guys. Ready? Ready for it?
Uh-huh.
I'm taking the god Dak Prescott.
All
Jerry
right.
Jones's beloved Dallas Cowboys in this game on the road. I don't think Green Bay is a good team. As a matter of fact, I think Green Bay from top to bottom is one of the worst teams in football.
Wow.
And it's literally just Aaron Rodgers keeping them afloat. Like, I watched a fair amount of that Giants game on Sunday night as I could as it was flipping back and forth between the debate. And, yes, I think Green Bay is horrendous. I think their offensive line is horrendous. Their receivers can't catch the ball. And Aaron Rodgers on every play has to scramble to keep it alive. And I think Dallas, I don't know. I believe in Dallas now. I think they're a solid team.
Okay.
So, let's go with the upset.
Just so you know, Green Bay has the worst passing offense in the NFL. 839 passing yards.
Wow.
To put that in perspective, Atlanta has 1,667 passing yards, double of Green Bay.
Wow.
Jesus. Huh. With Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. Wow, that's unbelievable. The receivers are that bad.
I thought last year you could really see the flaws or the cracks in Green Bay just as a team. And maybe that continues. Maybe those cracks get a little bit bigger. Maybe they hold it together, but I'm with you, Nico. I think this is a game that, again, if Dallas wins, I think it creates a certain quarterback controversy that'll be interesting to follow. It'll just kind of heat up. But yeah, if your crackpot theory is right, Jerry
Another
Jones,
crackpot theory. Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's the father of Romo.
Yeah,
or is Romo his clone? Right.
That would be really Lostian. So we're getting time travel.
Yeah.
Will Jerry Jones cut off the hand of Tony Romo?
Yeah.
Prescott as quarterback.
Is that a Looper?
Join me.
What is that?
Going Star Wars here.
Oh, that's Star Wars. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought we were going time travel. Okay. Got you.
Speaking of time travel, I'd like to go back in time to a time in which the Colts were
good,
brighter days, and they could just walk into Houston and know they had a win. That's the Sunday night game. It's the crapshoot of the century. Russ is taking Indy, which makes Mike happy. I'm taking Indy because they're my team, and even if the odds don't favor them, I hope they win this. But they've been weak, and especially that offensive line. So knowing Houston's defense, knowing how weak that offensive line has been for Andrew Luck. I don't know. It's going to be a tough game. So, Mike?
I am truly disappointed here. I really want to take Indianapolis, but this is a chance to make up ground on you guys. And I hate taking Brock Osweiler and his $75 billion horrible contract. He's looked horrible. Lamar Miller looks like garbage this year.
How dare you? He's not my fantasy team.
But I'm going to Houston.
He looks like a stud. What are you talking about?
What did he get? 20 yards last week?
Oh, my God. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
So I'm going to go Houston.
I just want to say there are no winners in this game. There's only losers. And it's the 20 million people that will subject themselves to this on Sunday night.
Yeah, does Walking Dead start Sunday? Can we watch something else?
Yeah, I may need to watch that on Sunday night. That's how bad this freaking game is here. Houston.
Wow. Hey. Hey. I think I do have the ability to mute. I think Jack said that.
Wait, can you okay. Get Pagano? Because like his post-game speeches are horrible.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd like to. Anyway, yeah. So Jack's taking Houston, or Nico's taking Houston. So we split that one. We've got a lot of splits this week, and I think part of it is because Russ didn't have a crystal ball, which is pretty telling because he always thinks that I picked the same as him, but it's not true. Last game of the week, the Monday night game, the Jay Gruden. Loves everybody, especially those Arizona Cardinals.
John Gruden.
Ron Gruden.
Taking on Nico's Jets. And Russ, sticking Arizona. Sticking the home team. Big surprise.
Darn.
Yeah. Nico, tell us why it should be the Jets, though.
Oh, he won't.
I can't. I have nothing to offer you. I have nothing.
All right. So this is a bad game. This is a Monday night game that 20 million people should not tune into because half of it's junk.
Yes.
Just junk time.
Yes.
42-7.
I can't wait for the draft. Arizona. I'm taking Arizona.
I'm feeling like a sweep's coming on. Arizona.
Oh, we're sweeping it clean. It's the Monday night game. It's the stinkeroo. Although, last week we were all in on Carolina, and boom, big surprise there. They lost it on Monday night. So,
Well, Jack had Tempe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, every now and then lightning strikes. I guess, so we didn't sweep it. Yeah, okay. Sorry, my mistake. It's that long-suffering Colts fan brain of mine. And the fact that I turned 40, so, you know, I forget things. Much faster, being the old guy on here that doesn't know how to do technology. That's it for our picks this week. What else you guys got?
I would like to thank the patrons for donating every week.
Well, Brad in Chicago. Brad in Chicago, we picked you this week. Attack from Tokyo, we picked your favorite, the Detroit Lions, except for Russ. And, Eckhart Richter and his beloved name that Jack gives him, Glatfelter. And we picked your favorite, the San Francisco 49ers. How dare you, you Kaepernick loving fool. No, thanks for your donations. It really does make this show possible. It goes to pay for its streaming costs, all the hosting stuff, and you know, a little bit kickback, you know? I mean, I don't know. I'm probably rolling in 5K just from this podcast alone. So keep it rolling, guys. 5K, I mean 5,000 pennies. Anyway, that's pretty much our show. Ed, thanks for joining us in the chat. Fizzlehoff, I don't know if anybody else joined us this week, but we appreciate it. We'll be back next week. Nico, you're joining us again, right?
I will not be joining you next week. I'm busy next week. Yeah, what? I told you.
No, we have John Evans from X's and Y's podcast.
Is he really? He's joining us?
Yep.
John Evans is? Oh, okay, great.
And then the week after that, hopefully Liz Loza, one of your favorites.
Don't tease me like you do.
Don't tease me, bro.
Well, I get texts throughout the day from Mike and Jack, and for whatever reason, while I'm in the middle of teaching, it always seems to be this huge, long texting, like, you know, and I have to kind of go through and reread everything that happened, because I have to be a good teacher and not look at my phone, because my students think that it's okay to look at their phones 24/7, but I do not. So I try to set a good example, but yeah, it always seems like I'm getting stupid guy texts. And but I did see the Liz Loza text, and I was very excited. So hopefully that she will join us, and she doesn't think that we're just ignorant slobs.
And again, if you like Nico, you can check out his podcast, The Nico Show, 2 Cents Radio, The Think Tank, or Why Is This a Thing?
There you go.
All the old episodes, since nothing new is coming out.
There will be more. There will be more, hopefully.
Thanks again, Nico, for joining us and filling in for Jack. Hopefully you can come back again. We always enjoy having you on the show. So
you are very welcome, and I love being here. Anytime you need me, I will be back.
You're the Billy Preston of the show. So
that is the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
Yes, thanks again for joining us. Great show, kids. One in a million. Mike.
See you next week. Hasta luego and goodbye, as Jack would say.
Arrivederci.